You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is time now for our weekly check-in with Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubank. And let's start with the very most important thing, more important than W's and L's, and that is a player's health. Michigan quarterback Brandon Peters took a ferocious hit Saturday in that loss to Wisconsin. Knocked him right out, didn't it?
It did, and he was on the ground for quite a while, which is always a scary situation.
Absolutely.
Now he got up and was on the cart and high-fived his teammates and whatnot, so it's not a spinal situation. It is some form of head injury. We don't know how severe. They don't have to. In the NFL, they have to tell you. In colleges, they don't. So we don't really know right now, but he took the team flight home. We know that. So it's probably within a certain range.
Too early to tell when he might be back?
Too early to tell, but it's certainly possible that he will be back.
Okay, but if he's sidelined, who might be starting quarterback?
Almost certainly John O'Korn, which means Michigan has very little chance, frankly. Nice guy, hard worker. But not getting it done.
Okay, so expectations.
Keep in mind, in fairness to the Wolverines and Harbaugh and so on, your starting quarterback, Weldon Spate, also got knocked out by a late and cheap hit. So in the Purdue game, then you go O'Korn, who didn't work out that well. Mm-hmm. Then you go to Brandon Peters, who's done pretty well on the grand scale. And now he's out also. So you're bouncing back and forth between second and third string quarterbacks. That's not an ideal situation.
Not indeed. And expectations were high for a signature win for Michigan, playing against that team that was hoping to get into the college playoffs. And in fact, for nearly three quarters, Michigan really was the better team. Better chances, looked like be the one you picked. So what happened?
And that's Wisconsin, obviously, who was undefeated, and now they're 11-0. What happened is very simply Brandon Peters got knocked out of the game. Sadly, it's that simple.
And here we've got Ohio State coming next weekend.
I was doing an interview last night with people in Columbus, and they said, are Michigan fans numb or just in dread? And I said, both. It's been a rough decade, to say the least, for the Michigan-Ohio State rivalry, where in all the games, Michigan has been the underdog, except for 2011, probably. And for them to win this game, Peters has got to be playing. He's got to be healthy. Or Spate possibly might be back. Very unlikely, but possible. And they've got to pull about five rabbits out of a hat. So the odds here are not very good. Furthermore, Ohio State needs style points to get into the college football playoff. They have two losses. They need two big wins over Michigan and Wisconsin to get there. So they will not hesitate to put 50 on Michigan if they can.
Boy. Now let's talk about the Spartans improving to 8-3 with that win over Maryland, now number 21. Another gutsy performance in horrible conditions.
True. And look, I mean, what you and I said in the offseason, and they called us crazy, Cindy. They called us crazy. We said, look, just get back to fundamental D'Antonio football. They have done that. They're not flashy. It's not a great team, and they were exposed versus Ohio State and other truly great teams. But they're playing solid, serious football, and that's all you have to do to go 8-3, and they're going to be 9-3 after this weekend.
With Rutgers.
Which is as close as you can get to a homecoming dance.
All right. Over to the Lions, eking out a win literally by the skin of their teeth in Chicago. Was that a game Detroit deserved to win?
In the NFL, it doesn't matter. The answer is no. But so what? Style points do not count in the NFL. There are no polls. There are no rankings. All you have to do is win and get on the bus and go home. They did those things, and they are now 6-4.
And now they've got the Vikings coming for Ford Field action on Thanksgiving Day. What are your thoughts?
Look, they beat them at Minnesota, so it's possible. They have to win this game to win the division. There's no question. They're two games now behind the Vikings. Detroit traditionally performed, I looked this up at one point, about 20% better they do on Thanksgiving Day than they do the rest of the season. And this goes back to 1934. They're playing this game on Thanksgiving before it was a national holiday. That's how far back this goes.
Quite the tradition. Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubank. And as always, thank you very much.
Thank you.